Blog Talk Radio.
In the night, I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? How could you be so heartless?
Shit, I kill a fool, energetically lyrical. Scientists gotta measure my bars in kilojoules. Oh, I'm back getting my thug on. Kanye, this beat too hard for a love song. Yeah, I rip a mic cause I spit it right. Play Superman and get Lex Luthor with kryptonite. Yikes, better choose how you pick your fight. Cause you don't wanna be next motherfucker I victimize. I run rap laps around you little guys. You are just an artist, I'm a motherfucking enterprise. You ain't no boy ass damn big.
You'll never find nobody better than me.
Other sisters.
got tunnel vision. It's just a few of you.
I skate past eight class. Told me why me do the fool.
I use you for a poor blizzard and stuff. Then I'm through with you. Embarrass you so bad that you won't even wish you choose you.
Judge.
I can get anything that I want because I'm confident.
Shawty's be digging me hard. It must be obesity keeping me staying so damn large. My entourage at the bar. Crystal be blowing with no chaser. I shine and cold as a glacier. Steady shutting down all the dictators. I make my way to the dance floor and I was mesmerized. All the cute faces, thick asses, little waist, then she be moving them thighs. Stroking her ego. She knows that this pimping is lethal. Doing something like Knievel. She the pro, we get a low with some CeeLo. So come stick around with me. In a side CD where the train brings the beat. We were something on the final screen. I've been alive. I've seen the epitome of a true king. Some consider me a virus when I enter this game. Cause I believe in the leader without a reason. Just buzzing the moon ain't a fan. And that's what I call
competent. I can get anything that I want because I'm competent. Everybody out here can give it a chance. Competent. I don't need no compliments for attitude.
I got a potent ambition. See, I'm a local addition to what they molded and missed. See, she out, so to leave out an open position. See, I get open in mission while y'all be hoping for tickets. I'm on the roll, I'ma get it by any means. I did it written, and if I should fit it, they just inside, it's terrific. Everything he not, that's just a cheap shot. I can make a beehive, I guess I got to leave body.
I can get anything that I want because I'm competent.
Looking for official management, man? Look no further. Your man, Mr. DJ Finesse, aka DJ Mason Strong, has the hottest management group worldwide, Mace Management Group LLC, doing it now. If you're an indie artist and you're looking for somebody to have your best interest and have that street credibility, man, it's your man, DJ Mason Strong, DJ Finesse, Mace Management Group, man. Shutting it down, man. Also, man, if you're a producer and you need somebody to manage you, holla at your man, Mason, man. It won't stop. We can't stop. Bad Boy, the official DJ of Bad Boy, shutting it down. Also, if you need DJ services, holla at your man, man. It's nothing but exclusive stuff out here, baby. Holla at your man, Mason Storm, at www.myspace.com, Bad Boy, with an S, official, OFFICIAL. DJ, Bad Boy's official DJ, man, shutting it down. Or holler man his email at chosen1369@aol.com. It's not a game, man. Y'all want to get your stunner shades on? Want to get the hottest glasses worldwide exclusive? Holler at Rooly.com, www.rooly.com. Holler at them official sponsors of Lush Radio. It's not a game. I got my stunner shades on, and I'm doing my 1-2, man. Holla at Rooly.com. It's not a game. Go check out the website, man. You're going to be impressed. Tell them Lush sent you, man. It's not a game, man. I got my stutter game on. Do you? It's your girl, Lushy Lush. You know I'm always rocking with my twin. Cool B, the infamous one-man trunk hustlers, because I'm a hustler all day, every day. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. I don't blow the whistle. I stamp on people. You heard? You just officially got stamped. Log on. www.truckhustlers.com. Yeah.
This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Live.
Yeah, man, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, shutting it down, man, live on Blog Talk Radio, Lush Radio Online, man, doing that 1-2. It's not a game, man. You know what it is, man. It's Tuesday and we doing that 1-2. Today I'm going to have 2-for-1, man, 1 day, 2 interviews, man, 2 high exclusive interviews with the VP, the one and only Keith of TJ's DJs, one of the hottest record pools, hands down, doing a 1-2, man. And I want to have your girl from undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com is going to be live on here. Your girl, Shay Nuts, is going to be live shutting it down. It's not a game, man. If you're a female MC or artist and you're doing your 1-2, man, you need to come through. And if you are an artist trying to break some records in, you definitely need to come through and get this info from TJ's DJs, man. Hottest record pool, shutting it down, live on Lush Radio. It's going down today, man. Real talk, man. So I'm saying, we're going to do our 1-2, like I'm saying. I'm always doing that 1-2, throwing y'all that fire. So you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm going to play that Stronger by Rodamaz, man. It's uplifting. And y'all hear Pat Benatar in the background. He's doing that 1-2, man. Stronger, check it out.
Yeah, been a long, rough road, man. But too strong, so I will survive longer. They can't tell you if you've been through it all, man. I've been looking for a way out. I'm too strong for the average man. I ain't got the average head. Ball player fingers with a track star figure. Style so bigger, you can rest me. I can take it from here, cause they try to molest me. Don't touch me, survival of the fittest. I was gifted, didn't know it till the next year shifted. See, me and Miss Davis didn't ask for your Avis. Raised me from a young boy, turned me to a grown man. I can cross the street and she didn't have to hold my hand. At age 5, didn't know what I was doing, but I knew what I was pursuing, and they are so ungrateful. My arm longer than yours, I stretched farther. My life is different than yours, you had a father. My book was written before, I was the author. But then I snapped back like a Slim Jim, lit it like an incense, lit the tip and left an imprint. Too strong, so I will survive longer. They can't tell you if you've been through it all, man. I've been looking for a way out. And they said we couldn't make it out the hood, couldn't make it if we could. And we proved that they were wrong, so we wait for their applause. Please give credit where credit's due. I ain't never followed, dude. I would check your facts home if I was you. I don't brag, I just get it done. I just like to hit and run, move on to the next pass. They just wanna ruin your record. Then who would post my bell? Well, if Duke can brag about going to jail, then why I can't brag about going to college? Then why I can't brag about having some knowledge? But you worship him cause his suit was orange, and you follow him cause he came from Crawford. Nah, I ain't playing, I just talk the real talk. I just dig it with a fork to the root of the pork. And you can eat it all till your belly full. I can cook the food till the meat is grilled. Don't let the juice spill. They can't gather what my world plays, fathom what the words say, even when I told them every Thursday. Too strong, so I will survive longer. They can't tell you if you've been through it all, man. I've been looking for a way out. And they said we couldn't make it out the hood, couldn't make it if we could. And we proved that they were wrong, so we wait for their applause. I had to walk to get there. No car, four tires, no spare. I had to walk to get there. No car, four tires, no spare. You ain't seen what I saw. It wasn't clear, but I made it through the fog. You ain't seen what I saw. It wasn't clear, but we made it through the fog. I carry all those people on my back, cross the Atlantic Ocean. I was swimming laps, backstroke, breaststroke, water coming through my nose, no insoles. No shoes, had to walk to get there. On the concrete surface when the smoke was in the air. I might have drowned in the Panama Canal or the Panama Building when the guns will make a sound. I swam through and became Team Triumph. Too strong, so I will survive longer. They can't tell you if you've been through it all, man. I've been looking for a way out.
appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate that, man. That's too much.
Yeah, 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 man. That was that Vitamass, man. Strong, man. I know y'all hear that Pat Benatar in the background. Take you back to the 80s, man. It's your girl, Leslie. Let's live in the building, shutting it down Tuesday. You know how we do, man. 2-for-1, man. I'm giving y'all the exclusive interviews, man. We're going to have a VP live in the building, man, of TJ's DJs, one of the largest and biggest record pools, hands down, shutting it down worldwide, doing a 1-2, man. And we're going to have your girl, you know what I'm saying, of www.undergroundgirlsofhiphop live in the building too, man. And like I said, if you're a DJ, if you're an artist, you're trying to get your music broken in, man, then you need to call in, man, 347-826-7722. I'm about to go to my lines. 850, you're live in the building on Lush Radio. What's the business?
Chilling. It's your nuts key right here.
What's up with you, man? How you doing, man?
I'm doing real well. I want to thank you for having me on the show.
That's wonderful, man. I got something for you, Keith.
Oh, really?
I got something for you, Keith.
I'm looking for you. Wow. All that,
man. We wanted to welcome you to Lush Radio Online, man. We had to welcome you.
I feel very welcome now. Thank you very much.
Before we get down into the nitty-gritty, man, can you go ahead and pay your bills, send your shout-outs, do what you do?
One time, TJsDJs.com, one time for my family, one time for everybody out there listening to the show.
That's what's up, man. So Keith, where are you from exactly?
Well, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, but I stay out here in Tallahassee, Florida, getting it.
That's what it is, man. So, How did you come across TJ DJs, man? How did you get involved in the whole movement?
That's a funny thing, man. I didn't even know what a record pool was, but going on, 13 years ago, I would happen to be in music class, in speech class, and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, my career, you know, second year of school, and then this dude gave a speech about how he was an artist and got messed over in the game. And I went to him and asked him if he knew anybody in town that was doing something positive. Put me on to this dude named TJ. Hit him up, and he told me he was looking for an intern. Went to holler at him, and next thing I know, I'm putting up records for cats like Lil Jon, DJ Smurf, DJ Magic Mike, all before cats really knew who they were. And then it would just continue to grow from there. Went from being an intern to vice president.
Wow, man. It was a long road, man.
It was.
DJs, man, explain to everybody that's listening exactly what TJ's does and how it's beneficial in regards to being a recording artist or a DJ. Explain to them. Do what you do, man, because you're so famous at what you do, man.
Cool. Well, you know, a lot of cats really don't understand how the game works. You know, for everybody that sees stars on TV and videos and things are sweet, you know, where all they do is just show up, make a record, and things happen. There are a lot of people behind the scenes that actually make those records pop by introducing them to the different DJs, by taking them to the different magazine outlets and so forth. What we do is we're a music marketing company, so we're the ones that are basically the ghosts in the machine that make these music things happen.
Okay, explain the different outlets and the fact of, explain to people what actually breaking a song or breaking a record is.
Well, breaking a song or breaking a record means that you take a song that no one knows about and then make it to a point where everybody hears about it. You know, that's the definition of breaking a record. And for us, what we do is we utilize our website, TJsDJs.com, which last time we checked gets on average about 20 million hits a month from about 50,000 message board members. That allows different DJs, media outlets, retailers, and so forth to get music from us to spread it in their region. The people that usually work with us are the people who dictate to everyone else within their market that, you know, they are the leading people in their market that says, well, if we say it's cool, then everybody else believes it's cool. We call them tastemakers, and that's generally what we deal with. And then we also have our music conferences, the TJ's, DJ's, Tastemakers Only conferences. We've been doing this about 2000, 2001. four times a year. And then we allow people to come together and network and learn from each other, which allows these great records to ferment. You know, T-Pain was a great example of that. Young Jock, Rick Ross, Mike Jones, David Banner. I mean, our pedigree is strong. Pretty Ricky. You know, we go on and on, but I know your show is only so long.
You said what show is what so long?
I said your show is only so long. I don't want to, you know, bore you with our
success
stories. You know,
I got time. Okay.
Like with T-Pain, for instance, right? You know, T-Pain movement was done because we utilized the internet before people really knew how to take it and to that next level. You know, we used the T-Pain project as a way of showing people that you can use emails and websites as a way of breaking music. You know, another example of that was the Yin Yang Twins Wait record. You remember the Wait Till You See My, you know, that record? The only way you could find that record when it was initially released was on our website. Either people went home for Christmas break. DJ Smurf or Mr. Collie Park sent us the record to test it. You know, we put it on our website, and over a million downloads later, you know, now the whole world knows about it.
That's what it is, man. DJs is doing big things, man. So go into more detail about this Taster's Choice, man, because I heard it's a big. When is the next one?
The next is coming up February 11th. We'll also be celebrating TJ's birthday with it. Again, we do them four times a year, three times here in Tallahassee. We usually do them first quarter is TJ's birthday, second quarter is the spring one. Third one we do at Ozone Magazine, which is a yearly function. They have the Ozone Awards, and the fourth one we do during homecoming. The annual one that we do is usually off the chain. We bring in different networks like MTV, BET is a part of it. They usually broadcast on MTV networks like MTV Jams, MTV2. In addition to, you know, of course, all the major outlets too, like SOHH.com, AllHipHop.com, and everybody else comes out to celebrate and support it as well.
Okay, so so where exactly is the location going to be at this February?
Well, this one's going to be in Tallahassee, Florida. And what takes place? Right. What takes place is it's a networking function where you have at least on average about 1,000 different DJs, media outlets, retailers, models, artists, producers, all coming together so they can learn from each other, you know, find out what the next thing is in the game, and help them take their project to that next level. And that's what it's about, is we allow people to help themselves, which is a lot different than any other spots because, you know, they're just out trying to get your money and say, hey, we're going to have so-and-so there, and nobody shows up. You know, we've been doing it for so long because people respect what we have to say and the people that we bring to our event.
That's what it is, man. I respect y'all movement, man. Y'all been doing y'all thing, man, for real.
Appreciate
I'm saying
it.
When I'm going to get my VIP pass, though. That's what I'm saying. Can
you
I get that in?
Got it. You know, it's been waiting on you the whole time. You didn't ever come by to pick it up.
That's what it is, man. If y'all want to come and talk to your man, Keith, VP. I'm talking about VP, super VP of TJ's DJs, one of the hottest, biggest record pool worldwide, hands down, is live in the building. You want to get some pointers, some notes, man, call in 347-826-7722. Live on Lush Radio. So, Keith,
yeah.
Right? TJ, which is, his full name is what, TJ Chapman, right?
Well, yeah, I would put his government name out there, man, but, you know, yeah,
okay.
That's not what somebody using his credit, you know?
So, TJ, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
TJ, what type of person is TJ? He's a good person. He's cool to work with.
Well,
you know,
to be truthful with you, in our very first conversation, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on air, so please bleep it out, but the very first conversation we had, he told me he was an asshole. And, you know, sometimes he lives up to that. But for the most part, I consider it a true blessing because if you're not, that means that you're not forthright in what it is that you want out of life. And basically it means that you know what you want and you have no problems going to get it. And I always have a deep respect for those type of people.
So you've learned a lot from TJ since you've been working with him, right?
Most definitely.
Do you feel like you've changed a lot since you first started out?
Oh, I know I have. You know, when I first started, I was extremely book smart and somewhat street smart.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like I have that equal balance and I'm more dangerous because now you have both sides of the street. And I'm sure you and your listeners know, you have two types of education. You know, you have your real world education and you have, know, your theoreticals, you know.
Yeah.
And I've been blessed to have both, where I've already discovered and read as many books and everything necessary in the theory side, but now I've mm-hmm. actually had the applicable and practical applications of the things that I've learned.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent, but, you know, that makes you fierce, man.
Already.
That fire right there, man.
Yeah.
With every big CEO, they always need a strong VP, man, to, you know, hold it down. So all they got to do is just say, hey, Keith, I want you to do this. And you know what I'm saying? You're getting the ball rolling, man. You got a big responsibility being the VP, man. When he gave you that position, how did you feel? Were you nervous?
I wasn't nervous because it's something I've grown into. You know, the crazy thing, right, and it's going to sound real funny to you, but the very first time TJ sent me a check and was going to give me a check for what I was doing, I asked him, are you sure? You know, like, what, you mean you're going to give me a check to do this too? I mean, like, wow. You know, and I was loving what I was doing so much that, to me, the money part of it became something where it was a bonus. And now it's to the point now where we've gotten to the point where people want to utilize us because of our reputation, because of our name, and that's cool. And being vice president, I know it's a great responsibility, and just being a good sidekick sometimes is very taxing. But if you recognize the bigger picture, then sometimes you accept it and keep it moving. Cool Runnings out of Jacksonville was blessed enough to give me an award, a diamond award, as a matter of fact, last week for me being behind the scenes, you know, and I take it very, I know, man. You know?
That is so nice right there, man.
Yeah.
Work always pays off, man. That's what it is, man. I'm so proud of you, Keith.
I appreciate it.
You're doing some big things out here. So, I mean, you know, you don't have any children, do you? You don't have any children,
right? Nah, it's not my time yet.
That's good. Don't have them yet.
Yeah, I know. I see too many issues with baby mama issues and, you know, court issues dealing with child support and all that. Nah, man, I'm good. You know, let me go ahead and get established where, you know, I could be that father and go to the Little League games whenever I feel the need. You know what I mean? That's what I want to be in a situation doing.
That's sweet because, man, I know you see that a lot with all these, you know, rappers and stuff with their baby mama drama.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get caught. And make sure if you do. You know, I take you like a brother, right?
Right.
And if you do, brother, make sure you get somebody that's smart.
Yeah,
make sure you get somebody that has a job. make sure you don't just look at the booty. Because you know how y'all men be getting sometimes.
Yeah, that's why I practice safe sex all the time. You know, I'm not ready to have babies. I just like practicing, you know?
Uh-huh. Man, I'm proud of you, man. So, with TJ's DJs, right, how long have you guys been running, like in cumulative of the years?
The operation's been around since 94. I've been involved since about 97.
Okay, all right.
How old are you? Being somebody from DJs and, not DJs, but like labels laughing at us, don't even want to service us, to now they can't wait to give us checks. So that's a pretty good turnaround.
That's what it is, man. That's what. Y'all better log on to www.TJSDJs.com.
Right.
I'm telling you, man, it's a hot site, man. So what's the deal with B.O.B.? You know what I'm saying? I see him being featured on there. Who's actually, you know, dealing with that? Y'all breaking them? Y'all breaking them in, or what's up?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, TJ is his official co-manager, along with B. Rich, one time for the boy Playboy Trey. You know, Bob is another example of what hard work, dedication, and a great networking plan and a great vision will do for you. You know, mm-hmm. Bob started off with TJ really from day one, from his song Cloud Nine being just fresh out of the studio to now this cat is, you know, getting deals with Rockstar Gaming for, you know, Grand Theft Auto, to, you know, being involved with Honda commercials, to being having a billboard on Times Square, you know.
Wow.
And it's really a beautiful thing considering that dude really hasn't had one official album yet. You know, getting co-signs by T.I., you know. To be honest with you,
But doesn't that go to show you, like I tell some of the up-and-coming artists, you can have somebody and they can suck, right?
Uh-huh.
But have a great marketing team.
Yeah,
or you can
have great music, though. And that's the difference.
Then you got people that got great music and they got a great marketing team, or you got somebody that, you know what I'm saying, got great music and they don't have a good marketing team. It's different situations. But the fact that B.O.B. has good music and he has a great marketing team is allowing him to step outside the box and be able to, you know, reach out to all these different networks. And he hasn't really, you know, to finish the whole album yet. That's a wonderful blessing right there.
Indeed. You know, we're hoping that we'll be straight for springtime. But just this road, the way that this man has traveled, and a lot of people, what they don't understand is, like, being an artist is difficult. You know, they think, I swear to you, they swear that it's just so easy. Just all you got to do is get in the booth and make a record, and all of a sudden everybody's going to love them, and they're going to be a star. It doesn't work like that. And to build the momentum that is necessary for you to be the man enough to where people want to actually pay you for your services and for your music, it takes a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of strength, and it takes a lot of courage. And I feel a lot of times these people aren't prepared for that, listening and thinking that things are sweet. And I just want for the record to reflect that this man has put in his time and his effort to get to this point. And it's been a 2.5 year grind for this dude. And people don't realize that.
A 2.5 year grind?
Yeah, for Bob to get to this point.
Oh.
You know, I'm telling you, like, dude went from literally, you know, straight out the studio where TJ found him at a talent search in Atlanta, to where he's getting sponsored by LRG Clothing, to, you know, getting Sony headphones, to be on the cover Double XL and all that. I mean, that's a process, man, and people don't get it. You know, they think that, you know, you got to pay this person and pay that person, and it's not about that. You know, what it is you got to have great music, and you got to be able to have somebody to put it in the right hands. And once you have that, then you're good. The trouble is with a lot of these artists, they don't
understand. At the same time, too, Keith,
sorry?
People respect people's grind. If they see you grinding, they respect your grind. And really, they'll reach out to you.
Indeed. I was going to tell you, that's actually how you know you have a great record, is that you'll actually get return phone calls, and people will actually answer the phone, and people look forward to hearing from you. You know, you don't have to worry about paying somebody to play a record, because they can't wait to call you to get the record from you. You know, that's when you know you got a great record.
So is it true that sometimes people used to actually pay people to actually play their music?
Well, you know, the whole payola thing is something. It's the industry's dirty little secret. You know, I don't want to end up getting assassinated on my way home. But
we don't want that to happen.
Nah.
We put the fifth on that one.
Well, I'll just put it like this. You know, since the progression of time, there's always been a situation of somebody's in a position of power. You have to make sure that person is appeased before you're able to tap into their power.
Mm-hmm.
And the game is no different than that. You just have to figure out different ways to get your stuff available and heard. And it helps that you have a great record. It helps that you have a good budget. But you can get a lot of things accomplished with no money, depending on your relationships and how good the music is.
That's the truth.
You know?
That's the truth, man. Hey, and the thing about it is, man, you know, it's a lot of broke rich people out here.
That's true.
For real. They could be broke as I don't know what, have a dollar in their pocket or nothing in their pocket, but I swear to God, they can get in places.
That's real. I mean, there have been times where I had no money to spend at the bar, but I'll be able to get into the club. I'll be able to get into the club. Not only that, hang out with the DJ, hang out with all the different stars. People be buying me bottles. You know what I'm saying? Happy that I'm in the building, and I may not have a dollar in my pocket, but I'm still having a great time, you know, maybe even go home with something that night, all because of, you know, the position that I'm in, the respect factor, and the amount of love and respect that I get. And it trips me out sometimes, because I swear to you, there was a time where people wouldn't even answer our phone calls or tally what, I don't even know where that is, you know, and there's a direct quote from a record label that said, Tallahassee's not a viable market to service you, and I'm like, damn. You know, we use that as a rallying cry. And we just said, okay, well, you may not mess with us today, but one of these days you're going to have to come around the corner and mess with us. And that's always been our driving vision and our focus. And today, finally, we're at the point where people have to. And now that we're here, now we got to figure out how to stay on top without having people throw rocks at the throne, you know?
Well, I respect y'all, man, because the grind is not over. It's still, we grind every single day. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? People, that's why they say people can never judge a cover by his book, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I started Lush Radio in July, you know what I'm saying, of this year, and I've been grinding. I mean, I've been in the music industry for a minute, but, you know, I started Lush Radio this year, but everybody's been feeling the gangster. I've been grinding, and my whole point was to teach the people through music. Teach the three people through music and let them know that at the end of the day, music is not just something, oh, I'm just doing it. It's a business at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? It's a business at the end of the day, and you must know the ins and out of it because you do not want
to
be lost in
the
game at all.
You know what I'm saying? You go to the gym. It's all about perseverance. You can't go to the gym one day and then swear that you're going to come out looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, you can't do that. You know, you got to go to the gym every day. You know, put your time and effort in on the different machines, know how the machines work, what does what, you know, and eventually you work hard and you do yourself right. You come out looking clean. And that's basically a great analogy of how the game works.
You are so right about all of that, man. And I know I had grabbed you out, you know, your meeting and everything because you a busy man. But, you know, I mean, shoot, you know.
Well, I got time for you, though.
You said what?
I always got time for you, though.
Oh, man, you about to make me blush, man. You about to make me blush like I don't know what, man. So, Keith, man, I have another question for you, man. What you think is the hardest adversity being a VP and just being in the game? What's the hardest thing, man?
The hardest thing for me right now is, I don't know, making sure that you know what that next step is to constantly grow. Without having to make sure that you take a misstep and then destroy the things that you've already built, if that makes sense. Yeah, at some point or another, you become so successful, you feel like there's a ceiling on you, you know, there's a cap out there, and
uh-huh.
you can only achieve so much in the position that you're in. Then
uh-huh.
you have to figure out what is it that I can do to continually grow. Because, you know, you can't stay in the same spot forever. I come with, once again, with another analogy. I say that if you're standing still, that means you're drowning. And you have to figure out what your next step is going to be before you make it. Just like playing chess, you know, in order to get the king, you got to think 3 or 4 moves ahead of the game. And the trick is to not only make those moves, but still maintain everything and all the momentum that you've had before without stepping on a landmine and destroying everything that you've already done. So for me right now, the hardest thing is just knowing that I know that I'm going to be a success, but at the same time making sure that I go in the right direction to achieve the success that I desire, you know?
So what did your family think about, like, you totally going into the whole music thing? How did they feel?
Well, they knew that music for me was second nature.
Uh-huh.
To be honest with you, my background, actually, like I told you earlier, I come from an education background. So
huh?
with me, God was always taught going to college was nothing. You know, well, I won't say it's nothing because it's a great accomplishment. But the only conversation I had with my parents about going to college was which one. You know, it's not a matter of if I was going; it's a matter of which one I was going to. Like I was the first person in my high school to graduate from the business, law, and finance programs. You know,
wow, go ahead, player.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I went to national competitions with this organization named DECA and was coming home with trophies and medals and stuff. And the crazy thing was, like, I wouldn't even study for the test. I would just go in there and do my thing, and then I would come home with trophies. So for me, you know.
Bar you? I bar you just for a little bit.
No, it's all good. You know, you always got unfettered access to me. That's why you got my cell number, you know. But for me, you know, business was always second hand to me. You know, I've been working legally since I was 14 years old. And even before that, you know, I would be out on the sidewalk in front of my apartment complex with my brother selling popsicles. Or
wow.
I would be in the back of the bus in school selling candy. Or selling, like, you know, I don't know if, you know, how far back you go, but they had handheld video games. And, you know, I was always blessed enough to have one. So, you know, cats always want to play my game. So I said, that's cool, and shoot me a quarter. And I'll let them play a game. So, like, for me, you know, business is always secondhand, even though I never realized that I was a businessman, if that
mm-hmm.
makes sense. You know, so for me, going into business was always cool. I never wanted to be in a situation where I looked up, you know, 30, 40 years down the line, and then I don't feel like I accomplished anything for this great behemoth company, and, you know, I was just a number in the machine and all that. You know, I've always wanted to do something where I made a difference, and I've always wanted to do something that I love to do. And at the time, I've always been that dude that had all the music and the CDs and the crew. You know, if somebody needed a record, they would come to me. Or, hey, what's that song? I know you got it. I was that dude, even before I even met TJ. You know? So the thing about it was, at the time of my life, I was just trying to figure out what I wanted to get into. And it's funny how things work out. That same week, dude gave a speech about class, and I told you the story earlier how I got put on. And I got into the music thing. You know, and my parents really didn't understand. You know, my parents were happy that I found something I loved to do. My rent was still paid, and my lights was still on. I was still independent doing my thing. So they were cool. But they never really understood what it was that I did until my mother went to one of our conferences, and then it just, like, blew her mind. And then I showed my parents a DVD of one of the conferences, and they were like, wow. You know, I would come home with magazines, and I would show them pictures of things that were going on. And they're like, dang, you know, you would tell me, but I never really understood until I saw it. You know, and that's pretty much their thing on it. They were happy for me that I found something that I love to do, and I was able to take care of myself and support myself, but they just never really understood the impact and the importance of things that I was doing and why I was so passionate about it.
That's what it is, man. And it's always good to be in something that you're very passionate about and be in something that you know that, like, regardless of anything, like, you know, you just love this for the love of it. And it is, like you said, it is a bonus to get some money because, you know, you always got to pay the bills at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know. And I swear to you, that thing was funny. Like, and it was just a reaction. You know, I was putting up records and, you know, things were cool. And then TJ said, hey, man, you know, just want to appreciate everything that you do. Here's a little something for your efforts. You sure? I mean, shit, you going to give me, oh, I'm a bad, you know, you give me a check? For real? Hey, that's what's up. You know, and like I said earlier, you know, I came from an education background, so I had all my bills paid already from my school and my scholarships and stuff, and my loans and stuff. So, you know, I was sitting there, so all my bills were paid for like 3-4 months in a row.
So how old were you when you joined? How old were you when you signed with TJ's DJ?
And I was a sophomore, so I was, what, 19, 20?
Wow.
Yeah, about 19, actually, 19, 20.
So what's you, like 26, 27 now?
Now I'm 31, believe it or not.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I know. I just had my birthday in September. One time for all the Libras out there, you know.
Happy belated birthday.
Appreciate it. I even threw myself a birthday party. That was
What you doing throwing yourself a birthday party?
Well, I was at a point in my life where I wanted to do something to show how independent I was. So I decided to rent out a club and, you know, had Q45 from Rap City come through. He was supposed to host it, but he had some conflicting scheduling issues. But Crew Runners came through, DJ Young Cash came out. He signed a Nappy Boy Entertainment, you know, T-Pain's label. I had all types of folk out there. TJ came through, had Meskeen come down, threw body paint for the models. They were passing out all types of Meskeen T-shirts, Obama shirts. I mean, the thing was real live, man. It was real live, man. I learned a great deal about that. I even rented out a suite downtown and had an after party for my people. You know, that thing was real cool, you know.
You was doing this shiggity.
I had to. You know, with me, you know, I everything I do is for a specific purpose. And for that purpose, for me, it was an announcement to let people know that I'm on the scene and, you know, I could do my thing. And two, just to truly see what type of support I had. And it really was a blessing to see the amount of people and the quality of people that came through that evening. It really amazed me, and when I sit back to really think on it, just putting it all together, really, you know, I'm not too much of an emotional dude, but it really made me, you know, very proud. I was like, wow, cats really vibing me like that. That's what it is, and it gives me that strength to endure, you know?
You make me feel so emotional right now, Keith.
That's okay. When I write the book, you know, that will give you something to curl up to and, you know, read over and over again.
Keith, I got something for you, Keith.
Word.
Yeah, right here.
Mwah. I like that. Hey, careful now. You know, we on air, man. You know, some other things I got slipping out now. Might see the other side of Libra in me now. You keep playing around now.
But,
you know, credit, man. But, you know, Libra's where it's at.
Libra's got good conversation, but apparently I heard that if they get knocked off balance, they always trying to get back on, you know, that get that equilibrium back.
That's real, and that's what we're about, man. We got to have that balance. So if we feel we've been wrong or we feel like we're being put down, we'll overcompensate in other areas to balance it back up.
Uh-huh.
That's what we do.
That's what it is, man.
A balanced
Libra
is the best person you could ever have on your team.
What do you, since you're the second in command, head honcho, VP, you know what I'm saying? What is the future? What do you think the future for TJ's DJs is going to be, man, and for yourself?
You know, I've been contemplating that quite often recently. To be truthful with you, TJ's DJs is in a crossroads because, you know, we've recently stopped our vinyl servicing. Our CD servicing is extremely down, and the only way that really DJs receiving music, the most efficient way, ironically, is through emails and through electronics.
Uh-huh.
You know? So that's probably where we're going to be headed next. And we were actually on the forefront of all that, to be honest with you. You know, we were the first urban CD pool. When we introduced that, people laughed at us. Well, actually, they laughed at me because TJ set me up for the okey-doke telling everybody, but... But, you know, we set it up so we made sure DJs got their music first through CD because in Florida, you know, the strip club is where music is broken. And we made sure DJs got their music via CDs, even though they're giving us vinyl. But, you know, now the forefront and the new wave is electronic, email, MP3s, and so forth. So, you know, our site is pretty strong already, but we need to take a more progressive role in getting the music heard through our website. So that's what we're doing for that. And me personally, you know, right now is getting to be the quiet season for the game. So I'll probably sit down and finally write the books that have been on my mind for a while. And then I also have a sports entertainment talk show called The 2 Minute Warning I do with my homeboy DJ Shane. So, you know, we're probably going out a little bit more. Sorry?
Where's that at?
We get it broadcast online as well as in Albany and Valdosta.
Do you do any sports predictions and stuff and everything like the dream? What is that? What is that fantasy football stuff? You do that?
The fantasy football? No, I never really got into it because it distorts my perceptions on who I should be rooting for. You know, it's hard for me to sit there and watch a game and then you know cheer one particular dude or you know happy that this other team is winning when my squad is having so many issues right now. You know and. I don't know. I might get into that later on if it's in the right pool or if it's the right people, you know what I mean? But I don't know.
I was thinking about introducing that on my show, too, having this dude do the because, you know, a lot of people be into that, man, into the fantasy football.
Oh, the fantasy football, serious. And especially if you set it up for your callers to be a part of it, it could be a great way for you to drive traffic to your show as well as make sure that people maintain interest and then listen to your show more often.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I love you so much, man. You know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing. I'm so proud of you, man.
I appreciate
if you had anything to tell these young people getting into the game, getting into the industry, just, you know, trying to, be something like you, being a VP, man, what would you tell them? What kind of advice would you give them?
First thing I tell them is please don't come into the game thinking things are easy or it's going to be coming to you naturally. And this game is designed to be smoke and mirrors. You know, this whole business is about making packages that people are selling. It's basically packaging dreams. So you need to figure out what your strengths are and your weaknesses because even though you may think you're the greatest thing on earth, you do have them, you know. So you have to figure out what it is that you can provide and bring to the table that the game it doesn't already have or is missing. That's what's going to set you apart from everyone else. And you got to show up to the work every day. You got to be able to make sure that this is a 24-hour gig. I mean, I've lost relationships off this, you know. It's serious, man. If it's something that you truly love to do, then nothing's going to stop you from it. But you got to understand that this is a lifestyle, you know. It's not something we can just clock in and clock out. Your BlackBerry's going to be going off at 3, 4 in the morning, you know. The question is how hungry are you in order to answer that? That's basically what it boils down to. And please don't lose yourself in it, though. You know, make sure that you realize that, okay, I'm hungry and I want to be successful, but at the same time, you know, I still want to be happy, so be true to yourself at the same time. Don't do it if it makes you miserable.
That's the truth, man. That's real talk coming from you, man. For real, man. Hey, I'm honored to have you on the show. Seriously.
I'm honored to have you. Or to have you have me on the show.
I love you, Keith, man. You funny. You know what? Here at Lush Radio, we love you. Like we say, our movement is your movement. We support TJ's DJs 100%. I'll be putting y'all logo on my networking site and all the other spots that I'm on to support y'all and y'all movement because y'all doing y'all thing. Oh, how did you get connected with your man Cool V, man?
Man, I don't even know, man. That dude, you ever have one of them friends that you don't know how y'all linked up, but y'all just been cool for the longest? That's pretty much how it went down.
That's pretty much, well, Cool V's my twin, man. I love him to death, man, for real.
He's good people, man. He's always trying to take care of us, and I appreciate that.
And I actually got to send him a shout-out for actually making this whole interview possible, you know what I'm saying, reconnecting me with you guys and stuff, because y'all guys are definitely doing y'all thing, man. Shout-out to Mr. TJ himself, you know, doing this 1-2 out there, for real.
Hey, real quick, it's all you got an accent. Where are you from?
Where who?
Where are you from?
I'm African. I'm Nigerian, uh-huh. But I'm from New York. But I live in D.C.
You live where?
I live in the DMV, okay. D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
Oh, boy, I was about to say you live in the DMV. What kind of madness is that? I know you had to get a number to go to the hotel room. That's a new stuff to me. Okay.
Where you go? You was terrible.
Yeah, but nah, I just heard the accent, man. It sounded like a New York accent, and I love New York City, man. I can't wait to get up there again.
That's what's up, though. We love you, too, man.
Already.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up there for the inauguration, too, to D.C., so I may come through and holler at you.
I got to verify and confirm. You know Busy B, right? He's supposed to be having some joint going on at Fur Nightclub. It's opening, like, at 1 o'clock. With Q-Tip and a couple of artists and stuff. And when I find out the total information, I'll email it to you.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I'm going to go hang out with my dude Obama since I voted for him and everything.
Yeah, man.
You know, my president's black. I just want to make sure it's true. You know, I want to be there firsthand.
I'm trying to actually get him to come on the show, man, for real.
Best of luck with you.
You know, I'll be like, look, Obama, man, this is what it is, man. This is the shizzle for this. For real. So, man, Keith, I support you in everything that you're doing.
Uh-huh.
And TJ's DJs, the whole movement is wonderful. Please, people, support them in their movement. And I pray to God that everything you hope for and wish for, that it becomes successful and it comes true. And Lush Radio loves you. Man,
love you back, Lush. Thank you for everything.
Hey, it's all good, man. For real, man. Me, Casa, Su Casa. Don't act like y'all know nobody when I call you either.
Never that, man. You see, I've been answering all your calls, right?
So like I said, I'm gonna talk to you offhand. But I just want to tell you to have a wonderful and blessed day, and we truly appreciate you on Lush Radio for taking your time out because I know you're busy to come and talk to us.
Yes, but I do appreciate you for having me, so thank you again.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful and blessed day.
As well.
Ciao.
Bye.
We're going to go to one of these songs right there. That was right there. Your man, the VP of TJ's DJs, one of the hottest record pools worldwide, hands down. We about to go to a song, Blow the Whistle. You already know.
Yes. Yeah. It's a Keith Harris production. Let's go, let's go.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind
should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make
you should be a penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
What you expect to blow? I leave you breathless. Blow out your candles, ace the death wish. No need for the guns to pop off. I just pop off, you just drop songs. Sound off when I enter the building. You just run and hide all the women and children. I'm Goodwill Hunting, give them something to toke on. Embracing the old school, something to float on. Ace, diamond, it's your boy, diamond. Some say violent.
your way,
grind it.
Yes,
daughter.
Ace is not
falling,
but I'ma pick it up, cause hip hop is calling. Now everybody in the club, put your hands high. Feeling tipsy, little pissy in your man's high. Know you can hold up the wall if you want to, and play cool with your game, but why would you want to?
I might be hit with a fine, cause I'm probably a fine. How nice your mind,
should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice would mine
should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine.
Now if you want to, I confront you with a little something new down the bump to. And if I really wanted to slump you, I just hit you with some fire, same thing that the pump do. You just a gump dude looking for fame in the game you know nothing about, ain't that a shame? But enough about you, I got a job to do. I ain't got no problem with you, I'm just not involving you. Ace, it's your boy, I stay high, keep the chicks high. Yes, Ace is not
falling,
but things is looking up like the sky is falling. Now everybody in the club, hold your drinks high and wave side to side till I say goodbye. Now you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but I know you don't want to.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind
should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine.
Should be a penalty.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind
should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind
should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine.
Should be a penalty.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind
should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine.
Should be a penalty.
My outro, just so you know, if not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club, great goose in the cup, blow the whistle. This is my outro, just so you know, if not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club, great goose in the cup, blow the whistle.
This is Natalia, you're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Live.
Yeah, it's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building, shutting it down, man. It's Tuesday, and you know I had 2-for-1, man. Exclusive interviews, man. I just had your man, the VP of TJ's DJs, one of the hottest, biggest record pools, hands down, was shutting it down just a few minutes ago. And now I got your girl, Shay Nuts, straight out of Cali, doing a 1-2, the CEO of WDOP, Underground Girls of Hip Hop, man. She's doing a 1-2. If you're a female MC or MC, you try to get your interviews on, man. Y'all need to log on and check this lady out. She's doing a 1-2. Call in at 347-826-7722. I'm about to go to my lines. Yo, what's up, girl?
What's good? What's good, Lush? This is your girl, Shay Nut. How is it out there?
It's all good in the hood, man. I got something for you, Shay Shay.
Is that right? What you got for me? Ha, 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 ha. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Bows. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. What's good with you, Lush?
What's up with your girlfriend? What it do, girlfriend?
Man, out here pushing that undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com, representing the female MCs, you know, in the hip-hop industry that's out there trying to get their name known, that's getting their grind on. You know, we out there pushing it, you know, hustling, grinding, you know, taking care of business as a boss shell. You know, Lush.
That's what it is, Shay Shay. Before we get into it, man, go ahead and do your shout-outs and pay your bills. Get it in, girl.
Well, I want to shout-out, first of all, to everybody that's logged on to undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com. You know, we've only been around for a short time, and we've already hit 20,000 hits. So I want to shout-out everybody there. I want to shout-out all the artists that slid through. We're talking about Canary Diamond, Slip and Slide DJs, Darcy Donovan, M&S Media Group, Kitty, Meech Wells, Miss Toy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Shout out to my girl Remy Ma. Do your thing, Ma. And just everybody that's out there supporting us, supporting the grind. My girl Lush. What up, Lush? Got to shout out Lush. So that's what we doing, Major Moves Entertainment as well. You know, those are my shout outs right there, sweetie.
That's what it is, girl. That's what it is, man. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty, girl, man. How did you get all into this whole music thing? You know what I'm saying? What made you start, you know what I'm saying, undergrounds of hip-hop, underground girls of hip-hop, and just getting into the whole music thing, man? Tell us the story, man.
Well, how I started, of course, Shay Nuts, he's an MC, a female MC, better known as a FemC. I've grabbed the mic for many, many years. You know what I'm saying? I got my grind on. I hit the pavement. You know, doors opened up. You know what I mean? But paper executives want to play games with my career, close doors and things like that. You know what I'm saying? They don't want you to sell sex. You know, sell this, sell yourself out, sell your image out. You know, and just hitting that grind and hitting that pavement. And I'm feeling like I'm one of the hottest female MCs out there. You know, and they doing me wrong. But then I start running into these other female MCs that's dope, that's killing the game. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, why they not letting them in either? You know what I mean? This is a problem. So therefore, you know, I was grinding my music, and one day I stepped back, you know what I mean, and the philanthropy in me, you know what I mean, and the activist in me, and said, you know, I'm going to make a movement. I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to say, ladies, stand up, and my male MC, stand behind us. You know what I mean? Tell them executives you want to hear from us because we got something to say, because if you check it out on the underground, they spitting. They spitting, and it's not a game, and they not selling sex because that's been done, been there, done that. You know what I mean? We trying to do something different, and the females of underground girls of hiphop.com, trust me, they spit. And why they can't get a check? Why they can't get a check, Lush? That's all I want to know.
Man,
you know,
get them girls a check, man.
You know, give them girls a check.
Give them a check.
You know what I'm saying? They clean. So that's all I want to know. You know what I mean? Universal, break major moves off that $30 million. You know what I mean? Break Adonis to Amazon off. She hard as hell. You know what I mean? She's getting it in. You know what I mean? She grinding. She hitting the pavement. She out there with the mixtapes, killing the game. But they scared to give her a check because I think sometimes they get a little, you know, scared that we might move some other males off. You know, I'm not trying to say that.
I'm trying to start any controversy here.
Exactly.
We're just saying,
I don't want
to
do that, but
maybe the ladies might step in and they might be wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, you had MC Light. You had Lady of Rage.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? All these bad artists, and, like, they really, like, not really, you know what I'm saying, giving them play. But you got some people that was out there selling, you know, sex. So you got, I mean, to each his own, whatever they doing, but they garbage. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. But they giving them checks because they willing to sell out. They willing to sell themselves out. They're willing to sell their images out. But they gone today. Where are you today? You hungry. You trying to work at Savon's. You know what I mean? That's the reason you have no longevity, is because you selling yourselves out. And I believe if we stand together as female business women, you know what I mean, together, push one another. Don't be catty. Don't hate on her because she spit. Don't hate on her because she beautiful. Let's stand together. We can get that money and keep getting that money. You see what I'm saying? If you hating on each other, you sell yourself out, you're going to get that money just for that moment. I'm talking about long money. You know what I mean?
And that's the truth, man. We need to come together. That's why I won Lush Radio. I said my movement is your movement. I support independent artists, independent entrepreneurs doing their thing, man. And real talk, man, ladies, like I said, that's why we had the Street Queens, the movement, which your girl, Shay Nuts, is a part of, because, you know what I'm saying, we focusing on females doing their thing and trying to make a change in the community, man. It's not a thing about, oh, you know what I'm saying, oh, because she a female. Hey, it's some female MCs that is harder than some of these males out here, and their delivery is sicker. There's some of these males out here.
Absolutely, but they don't know what to do with them. How do we market them? If we market her too tough, she's going to take him down off the charts. You know, it's a tough business, but I want females. Part of our problem, though, is we do hate on each other. You know what I mean? We do pull each other down. We can't get in a room together without hating and, oh, she this and she that. That's a part of the movement as well. Let's change that. Let's be able to walk up to another sister and say, hey, girl, you fly. That's what I'm talking about. Do your thing, sis. Do your thing, sis. I'm right there behind you. You know what I mean? And don't be scared of that. And don't be scared of that to promote another female and to promote another male if he's supporting what you're doing. You know what I mean? I'm not saying don't support the dudes because, man, there's some dudes out there that's fire, you know, that motivate me every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm just saying let's stand together. Let's you know, Lush. Let's promote Lush. Hey, if I could do a mail blast or promote Lush on every page I got, that's what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? Listen to her. Because it's hot. I listen to it. It's hot. You know,
yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Let's promote one another. And then once,
you know,
once Lush blow up, Shay blow up, you know, we're going to reach down and get each other.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Like I said, www.undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com. All gone. It's not a game.
Not a game.
For real. You know what I'm saying? Where my girls at? You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
For real. And the real thing, like, I mean, if all the females in the world, which we overpopulate the men anyway, will log on to www.undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com.
Okay. We can make this happen. You see
what
I'm saying? Stand behind them, shout it out, go on the community page on the board and just shout it out like we want you. Listen to the new girls coming up. Go to their MySpace pages. You know, I want you to come to the site, but check them out too. Go listen to them. Check out their pictures and listen to their music and get up on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
get up
man.
On Every Diamonds. Get up on her Dynasty Amazon. You know what I mean? Get up on the Babs out there. You know what I mean? Get up on them. Understand what they doing. Then you'll realize this movement. You know, you'll get behind it like they fire.
And that's the truth, man. So, Shay, like, you know, how long have you been in the game, man? How long have you been in the game?
Man, I've been in this game for over 15 years.
Wow.
Grinding. I'm talking about wiping out the savings account, baby. I'm grinding.
Wow.
Getting it in. I've got, you know, I got 3 albums under me that I put out under Major Moves Entertainment. I got 5 mixtapes that I put out. I put out 2 R&B artists, groups called Anonymous and also Jesse. You know, so I've been in the business trying to get in, you know, trying to grind, trying to do my thing and staying committed to it, but at the same time staying true to myself because I can't do it. I refuse to do it any other way.
And what other things do you do other than just the Underground Girls of Hip Hop? What other things do you do?
Well, we make, you know, Underground Girls of Hip Hop. I also have what's called Stop, Sisters Taking Our Position, Soldiers Taking Our Position. We have Arts Project, which is a project that deal with youth in the community that's in the entertainment, but trying to take them in the right direction in entertainment, letting them know that you don't have to, like I said, sell your soul, you know what I mean, and also teach them the business. So we taking youth out, you know, taking them to different concerts and things like that, you know, getting involved in the community. And in the Arts Project, they also putting together, you know, I have some that do film as well, so we having them do the documentary of them recording the compilation that they going to put out, and that's going to, you know, raise funds as well for the nonprofits for them to do other things as well. So it's the Arts Project, Soldiers Taking Our Position, acronym is STOP. So get up on that as well. You know, you can check that on the website. That's going up really, real soon, so you can donate to that as well. So that's what we're doing out here.
That's what's up, man. We support you 100% for real, man. You know? And you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You roll with the street queens, and you know what I'm saying? We love you 100%. So what do you feel like, what was the biggest adversity that you had to deal with, you know, just being, you know, a boss like you are and just being in the industry?
Being a boss, you know what I mean, and being a female, you know, they don't expect you to be a boss. They expect you to sit back and like, okay, all right, you want me to do this? You know, when you speak out, you know, it's like, oh, no, I don't know if I want to work for her. Oh, she, come on, man, just, you know, because I asked a question, why you got to get 80%, you know what I mean? Just because I asked that question, you know what I mean? I got an attitude. So just being a boss, really, you know, trying to take charge of my career, you know, and people tell me, I've been told, you know, by executives, I'm not going to drop no name, how am I going to take charge of my career when I don't have one? Are you for real? You know what I mean?
Yeah, hating.
Come on now.
You player hating out there, people. Come on, man.
Player hating. I feel it.
Player hating.
That's an adversity in itself, you know, being a boss. But, you
that's
know, and at the same time, being a dark-skinned woman as well. You know, I'm a chocolate latte, you know. I have a song called Skin Tone because it's a lot of racism within the own community. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's been, you know, that's what I felt. You know, I had that monkey on my back where I felt like this is why I haven't made it, because I'm too dark. You know, mm-hmm. I'm too dark for them. But then, like I said, I seen other ladies that were beautiful, you know, light skinned and all that, and they not making it either. So I'm like, well, no, you know, that's not it either.
Girl, you better love the chocolatey. Love the chocolatey.
You like the chocolate.
Chocolate. Oh, man. Girl, you old.
This was good. It's real. You know, it's all the way real, Lush.
Hey,
know,
man.
It's all the way real for you.
I can't do it but all the way real, man. We can't lie and fake the funk out here, man. Because there's a lot of issues going out here, man. For real, man. We need to stop all this cutthroat and hating and all that, man. If we all band together and moved as a unit, we could all eat together.
Man.
You understand what I'm saying?
There's power in numbers. I say that all the time. There's power in numbers. If you stand together and band together, like you said, as a unit, that's what it is. That's what it is.
And that's the truth, man. What do you see in the future of, you know, underground girls of hip-hop and just Shea Nuts herself?
Well, Underground Girls of Hip-Hop, you know, I plan on that going beyond, you know, the internet. You know, we have television shows and things that, you know, we plan on doing in the future once the sponsorship, you know, starts rolling in. Sponsorship, y'all, listen, holla. You know, once the sponsorship starts rolling
sponsor
in.
Her.
You know, we plan on doing a whole lot of other things outside of this website. So, you know, we plan on growing the community, you know what I mean, and being a place, you know, for the industry to come to look for a female artist. You know, I would like for Underground Girls of Hip Hop to be that place. You know, like, man, I need a female MC right now. Let's log on to undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com, because if they there, they what's up. You know,
mm-hmm.
I plan on that. In the future, I also want to do a round table of female MCs along with executives and producers, like producers Dr. Dre and the Swiss Beats of the world, and, you know, some A&R. Just do a, you know, a round table, a brunch, sit down and have an open discussion about, you know, what's the problem, you know, and just really get it out there and just keep it real. Is it because they drama? Is it because you feel the music not there? You know, I that's our goal, you know, and that's what we're moving.
Going to get to the root of the problem.
The root of the problem. Open it
mm-hmm.
up. You know what I'm saying? Open it up.
Somebody just put me onto this group. I think it's called SIS Team, S-I-S Team, and they supposed to be out of Cali or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they got, like, they condensed up of all, like, you know, producers, female artists, and all that. And once I get, like, the nitty-gritty of them, I'm going to connect you with them, too.
Man, please.
Be connecting with them and seeing what's hood, and then I'm going to connect you with them so y'all can make a stronger movement because they out in your area.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Connect, connect, connect. That's how you make it happen, I'm telling you.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying to all y'all, you know, even Shay Shay, when y'all blow up, man, don't forget the little people like me, man. You know
Never.
What I'm saying? Don't forget me. When y'all out there doing them interviews and stuff with people, so, you know, Lush Radio took a chance and interviewed me on her show. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
you
that's what I'm man? Talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Don't forget the little people, man.
We
that's
on
all
air.
I ask you.
We on air. And Shay Nut gonna say it on air. I will not forget about Lush. If I'm at the top and I forget about Lush, get with me, y'all. Get with
For
me,
real. That's what it is, man. So say, like, if you could have anything to tell little young girls coming up in the game that want to be writers, want to be people, producers, artists, models, or just want to get in the game and become a boss like you, what would you tell them?
Go with your heart. Go with your heart. You know, understand that people are professionals and they do their job, and they've probably been in the business longer than you. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you are the product, and be mindful of that. So if you go out there and decide to take your clothes off and you're not with that label next year, you still the person that took your clothes off. So be mindful that you are the product. Go with your heart. Don't always go with the money. Go with your heart. Do what's right. I've walked away from several checks. So, but at the end of the day, when I go in my grave, I think I'm going to go in it properly. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go in it with any regrets. So That's what I'll say.
That's what's up, man. But I ain't going to knock all those people that did it in their past. But
hey,
if they changing now, I respect them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let me clear that up. I'm not down to anybody that has done it. Because, I got riders that ride with me that, you know, that had to do what they had to do. You know, don't get that twisted. But I'm just saying, when you at that moment and you got a chance to make that choice, just think about that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just think about that. If you do it, hold your head up and do it and ride it out. You know what I mean? Don't hold your head down. I mean, if you've done it, hold your head up and, you know, get through it. You know what I mean? Turn that into your movement or whatever. You know what I mean? Make it'll make you stronger. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not downing anybody that's done it. But now that you can make that decision. Like, I've done things in my life that I wish I can change, but I didn't, you know, I didn't have the knowledge that I have today. So I just want to drop wisdom that I have today. You know, back then I made the, you know, same decisions because no one told me.
But now that you have become, you know, going to yourself and done been through all those adversities and obstacles, now that you can say now, if I had the opportunity to, yeah, I would turn to cheap because not all money is good money.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So just think about that when you're making those decisions. Just have that balance in your mind. Because, hey, it might be, you know, you might say, hey, yeah, it's worth this. You know, it's worth me just, you know, doing this. It's not that bad. I'm going to be able to sleep with this. Then do it by all means. But if you feel you're not going to be able to live with yourself, don't do something you can't live with yourself.
That's true, man. So Shay, man, I mean, you still freestyle a little bit, Shay?
Man, I'll get it in just a little something, you know what I mean?
I'm saying, you know I'm going to put you on the spot, right?
I see it coming. I mean, I feel it coming down the pipeline, you know what I mean?
So I'm saying you
I
got to
represent for the girls of hip-hop, though, you know, if you put me out there.
You feel like, you know, you feel like spending, you know, a couple of, you don't have to do the whole 16, but you feel like spending a couple little bars. But before that, right, you know what I'm saying, maybe we could get it to a cypher. Let me bring this call in real quick, yo.
What?
240-677, you live in the building. What's the deal, Pico?
What up?
Is this my homeboy party? Yeah, man, with that hot joint, with that hot list remix, you already know.
What up? You already know. What's good, man?
Man, you got your girl Shay Nuts. She got that hot website, Underground Girls of Hip Hop. Doing a work too, man.
I gotta check that out, man.
What's that
site about right there, Shay?
Support that movement. It's about female MCs, you know, on the underground doing their thing in hip hop, getting their grind on, getting their hustle on. You know.
Can I ask you a question though?
Please, sir.
How you feel about the new MCs of this generation right now?
The new MCs of this generation.
The new female MCs.
The new female. Well, the female MCs that's getting the exposure. I'm gonna put it like that because I know a female MC that's out right now on the underground that's killing it. They remarkable.
Okay.
But there's some females out there that get the exposure. I think they just need to get a little bit more. You know, go deep. You know, that's all I got to say to any female that's rapping. Go deep.
How you feel about Nicki Minaj, man? Because I got a couple of words for that one.
Menage a trois. No. You already know. But that wasn't my question. That was Shay's question. My bad, Shay.
Well, whoa. You know we support the girls of hip-hop.
She pleading the fifth on that one.
Yeah, support Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying?
You know. You guys, y'all cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded.
That's Sugar Daddy music that you go in the Elks Lodge and listen to. That's that Liquor House music, Cold-blooded. You go in there and get a drink off that song, and it's a rap.
Oh, man. Your girl, Shay Ness, was about to spit. You going to freestyle, too, with her?
Want me to start it up?
Man, go on fire that up.
I'm smoking on my Black and Mild, acting wild. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing. I do it over and over again. These
it
fans
is.
Stands. Check it, but here you go. I was blessed with vocal cords before I record. I talked to Biggie and Pac, the Ouija boards. Jesus Lord, what I gotta do to get a deal? Who I gotta rhyme for? Let them know I got skills, y'all. Better respect or that double-edged sword or sever. The letter I put in my Beretta forever kill. I bet cheddar. I can put the letters in the alphabet together better than Webster ever will. However, I never met a nigga that's like me. You alright? But you basic. Say something to entice me. Microphone phenomenal. My words filling in your abdominal. Lighting the game up like an arsenal. You already know.
Whoa! That's what it is. That's what it is. All right, your girl Shay Nut gonna dust them off. I'm gonna go dust it off for everybody.
Take
her
home, Shay. Take
her
home, Shay.
I'm going to go and represent for the girls of hip-hop. I'm going to take it straight off the top of the head. Up with lust, your girl radio. Understand that your girl Shay Nut already know. I've been hitting this game for like 15 years. Fucking with me, nigga, gonna have 15 years. I give them L's in this game. Understand that my name gonna put more niggas to shame. Pick your frame, niggas, line them up. I could give a fuck, Shay Nut. Oh, fell off dough, but came back through the back doors of your radio. Underground girls of hiphop.com. Rang through your eardrums, know that I'm getting some. Hit you in your ribs, kid. What you trying to do, motherfucker, already did. I got my money in the streets. Bitch had to eat. I got more fly beasts from my head to my feet. Gotta know that I'm all streets. Eat niggas and spit beats. Gotta know how I do this shit. I'm all heat. Niggas just call me fire. Yes, I'm all sire. Bitch, I'm like a resume. No, I'm here to hire. Just take it back. That's
Shay
it,
Nuts.
Bro. Yeah, Shay. You gotta go in on them, Shay. Gotta bite their head off when you spit it. That's how you do it, man.
Have a taste test from your body. Half of y'all cats is nobodies. Y'all better call me somebody because you already know my name. I maintain full authority. Y'all cats don't know me, but I'm going to let you know me. I run God body. Tell me who's that, John Gotti. All up in your game. I return in your mainframe. I'm investing you just like I'm infesting you like semen. I'm a full core. Cold-blooded demon. Then you understand that I ain't even playing it. I'll play your bones like a game of like the xylophone. I don't even go. I go straight to your dome. 2 caliber straight to your eyes. I understand that I'm always out for the prize. High. I'm always the one of the head of the class. And I don't need no books. I don't need nothing to pass. And y'all know I don't need to drive in no E-class. I'm not materialistic. All I do is I just do this. I do it because I do it for the passion. And then you action. That's fashion. Yeah, it's the passion. Who you accent. I'm a Tupac lover. That's why I got a nose ring in my nose. And you already know what I chose. Even though they're coming out with that new movie, Biggie Smalls. But you only know that half of y'all is small because y'all got small balls. All y'all coming in talking about what? All I'm doing is playing your balls like a game of basketball. Yeah, you smell like a full court of basketball. Watch the underarms. That's why I always come with charm. Lushy lush make a grown man blush. So y'all better set it up and hush.
Like puppet, bitch. Hush like puppet. Hush like puppet, bitch. You ain't nothing but a guppy fish. You ain't messing with this. Lush my little shit. She laughed like, ha, ha, ha. That's me laughing at y'all, Nick. You laughing at y'all. Because.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's how you do it, man. That's a cipher right there, man.
That's what it is, man. The cipher, man. Live on Lush Radio. But y'all can check that out each and every Friday, Pride of Minds. You got your man Cartier, Billy Blast, and guests on there. We'll do the DJ mix. And we'll have, you know what I'm saying, some freestyle sessions. So all the MCs that want to do their battling and just show they skill, man, come through on Friday. And we'll set it off like it's hot. Because you already know.
Church tabernacle pimping.
Ow, cold-blooded.
R.I.P. Rick James.
That's what it is, girl. So, I mean, we support you in your movement, Shay Shay, man. You doing your thing, your 1-2, man, for real, man. You know,
man,
I had to.
I really appreciate that, man. I love it. I had a ball. That's what I'm talking about. That's what
so, Shay. So, Shay, when we going to lock in my interview, when I'm coming through and you know, get my little jump off on, you know what I'm saying, underground girls of hip-hop.
When you open, lady.
Okay, man, we're going to do that on the offshores.
Yeah.
About that.
You know I'm always ready to do business. What's up?
That's what it is, man. So I'm saying, Shay, tell them where they need to log on and check you out at, man.
You can log on to www.undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com. Check me out right there. Be sure to check out my Kush Corner, you know, where I spit it out, where I, you know, how I'm feeling that week. You know, I might be feeling good. I might be feeling bad. You know, also hit me up on the community right there. That's what it is. Also hit me up on Hood. If you got news for me, you got some people you want me to interview that you feel that I should be talking to, some females that you feel I should be up on, hit me up on Hood, H-O-O-D, at undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com.
That's what it is, man. And Cartier, because you know they already know, man. Tell them where they need to check you at, Cartier. Cartier got this hot remix joint, Hot List, that I'm going to play again, and you can stay on the line, you know what I'm saying, and listen to this joint. This joint is hot. I played it earlier, but I will play it again.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate
tell
it, baby.
They need
to,
huh?
This is what you do. You go to Google.com, right? And you put in Carty-Yeah, Carty-Yeah, and a whole list will pop up of Cartier. That give you that Cartier you need, baby. You know, because Cartier got that year. So if you want whatever type of year you need, Google.com will get it to you, baby.
That's what it is, man. I need to send a shout out to the Hitman. They live in the chat room, man. They doing that, you know what I'm saying? They moving to another internet radio station doing they 1-2. You know what I'm saying? They doing big things, you know, with the poetry, spinning that hot hip hop and R&B music. And you know what I'm saying? They got Joseph's Vision. Shout out to them, man. Yo, you know what I'm saying? If that Son or Dre, y'all need to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, y'all need to come in and call, okay? And stop faking. But I appreciate y'all for coming on the show. But I do want you to check out this Hot List joint by Cartier, man. For real. Shay, stay on the line. We still got 22 minutes, man. We still going to do another freestyle. I don't care. Because, you know, this is my show, and I do whatever I want.
Hey, Lush.
That's what's
Lush,
up.
You got to tell them. All listeners that are listening, this is my new mixtape, Drink Off. The new mixtape coming up. It's titled Anonymous right now. But it's the Hot List joint. Let them have it, baby.
That's what it is. I'm giving it to them. It's so nasty, baby. Hot List.
In the night, I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? How could you be so heartless?
I kill a fool, energetically lyrical. Scientists gotta measure my bars and kilojoules. Oh. I'm back getting my thug on Kanye, this beat too hard for a love song. Yeah, I rip a mic cause I spit it right. Play Superman and get Lex Luthor with kryptonite. Yikes, better choose how you pick your fight. Cause you don't wanna be next motherfucker I victimize. I run rap laps around you little guys. You are just an artist, I'm a motherfucking enterprise. You ain't no boy ass damn big.
You'll never find nobody better than
me. The spirit of 21, born like 23. Bomb Moody flow like sesame, ST dot, for you dumb dumbs especially. Oh, I can bring it back up to where it happened to be, but that level to turn your lights off like Teddy P. I'm so free, as a prison release state, worship.
got the man above. I don't need platinum, no gold.
Giving you that double whammy, baby. Ha ha! You already know.
Yeah.
You already know.
How you feel about that, Shay? Do you stamp it or stomp it, man?
Man, I stamp that.
That's what
fire.
It is.
That single material. That's what it is. That's
good
how.
Looking out for you, Shay.
That's what it is. How can you be so hard?
A lot of heartless people out here, man. You gotta flip it on them, man.
Man, the hitman said that they put a stamp on that one, man. They said that you represent hard body for the DMV, for real.
Good looking hitman, you know, got to, man. You know, it's a lot of not quite so good representatives around here, man. You know? So I gotta do it good for it, baby.
So I'm gonna set something up with the hitman. I might let them go ahead and interview you on their show. You know what I'm saying? Shay might interview you. I might have to get your opinion
on,
yeah,
you know, what's
yeah.
going on out there.
Yeah. Most
definitely.
Most definitely. Straight like that, man.
So your support.
It's all about the support, man. You got to support the movement. Everybody supporting everybody, man. Let's make it happen, man. It's time to eat in 09, man. Time to shine. That's a nice number, too, man. Nah, man, that's a real divine number right there, man. Think about
that's
it.
That's what it is, man. I got another one for y'all, man. You know, this comes from Cartier. You know, he real critical about the music and Shay, man. I got another joint. I want to know if y'all want to stomp it or stamp it. It's by your man Rodimaz, man, and he's on iTunes. You know, Rhapsody and all that. You know what I'm saying? Mixer.com. Download the ringtones and all that jazz. He got a joint called, you know what I'm saying, Stronger. Y'all might remember somebody from back in the 80s on the hook, you know what I'm saying? But it's a hot joint. You know, he said, man, instead of, you know, rapping about how many times you did a bid, let's talk about how much knowledge you got and you went to college. So y'all check this out. It's a positive joint. Let me know if you stomp it or stamp it, all right? Check it out.
Yeah, been a long, rough road, man, but... So I will survive longer.
No one can tell us
where. They can't tell you if you've been through it all, man.
I've
been looking for a way out. I'm too strong for the average man. I ain't got the average head. Ball player fingers with a track star figure. Style so bigger you can rest me. I can take it from here cause they try to molest me. Don't touch me, survival of the fittest. I was gifted, didn't know it till the next year shifted. See, me and Miss Davis didn't ask for you.
to a grown man, hocking across the street, and she didn't have to hold my hand. At age 5, didn't know what I was doing, but I knew what I was pursuing, and they are so ungrateful. My arm longer than yours, I stretched farther. My life is different than yours, you had a father. My book was written before, I was the author. But then I snapped back like a Slim Jim, lit it like an incense, lit the tip and left an imprint. Too strong, so I will survive longer. They can't tell you if you've been through it all, man. I've been looking for a way out. And they said we couldn't make it out the hood, couldn't make it if we could. And we proved that they were wrong, so we wait for their applause. Please give credit where credit's due. I ain't never followed, dude. I would check your facts home if I was you. I don't brag, I just get it done. I just like to hit and run, move on to the next pass. They just wanna ruin your record. Then who would post my bail? Well, if Duke can brag about going to jail, then why I can't brag about going to college? And why I can't brag about having some knowledge? But you worship him cause his suit was orange, and you follow him cause he came from profit. Nah, I ain't playing, I just talk the real talk. I just dig it with a fork to the root of the pork. And you can eat it all till your belly full. I can cook the food till the meat is grilled. Don't let the juice spill. They can't gather what my world plays, fathom what the words say, even when I told them every Thursday. Too strong, so I will survive longer. They can't tell you if you've been through it all, man. I've been looking for a way out. And they said we couldn't make it out the hood, couldn't make it if we could. And we proved that they were wrong, so we wait for their applause. I had to walk to get there. No car, four tires, no spare. I had to walk to get there. No car, four tires, no spare. You ain't seen what I saw.
What's up? This is Leticia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, cause she's
hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, yeah, man, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, and you know I make them lush, hey! And you know what I'm doing, man, I had your man, TJ's DJs, VP of TJ DJs, the biggest, hottest record pool worldwide, and you know I got your girl, Shay Nuts, www.undergroundgirlsandhiphop.com, man. Straight knowledge, has some freestyle going on. Call in at 347-826-7722. Got your man Cartier, had that hot junk Hollis, played that joint Vitamin Strong. Tell me, do you stomp it or stamp it, Shay Shay?
I stamp that. That's hot.
Cartier, do you stomp that or
that's
stamp
hot.
It?
Yeah, that's realness, right? That's all you got to stamp for realness, man.
Yeah.
Stamp that thing. Stamp that.
That's what it is, man.
It's stampable.
You said it's stampable. So stampable?
I like that. I like the girl singing on there. It reminded me of Took Me in the back in the 80s when Karate Kid was coming out, man.
That's Pat
that's
Benatar
that's
right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat Benatar back in the 80s throwback right there.
Yeah, I like how he flipped that. It was nice.
That's hot right there, right? I was feeling that. Shout out to Concrete Beach, you know, your girl Delilah out there holding it down, VP. You know, man, somebody sent me this joint right here. I got to send a shout out to Jay, you know what I'm saying, the hitman out there with, you know, Lord Gangs, you know what I'm saying, the DJs, they doing a big record pool also. This joint is from, her name is Candy Cole. It's a joint that I just got. So, y'all, you know, y'all the big critics, man. Let me know y'all want to stomp it and stamp it. It's from a female, you know. So, let me see if y'all like this or not, man.
chase her straight to the zone. Stay back, make you feel this Jones. Banging in the club, not banging in the street. Got your feeling so hot and that just releasing. Rolling, scratch that, we rapping, rapping. In the lab, we bad, hot damn. We got your fingers snapping. Sit back and feel this buzz. On the mic, do a fold of love. Head switch the flow, flip up the track. Let it bounce, so just relax. Who else got feel like us? Smooth joints, hard flow, we buzz. Mega D, Kelly, Co, P.O. Network, so hood, let's go. For the love, hip hop, and we let go and let it ride. Lay, lay back and catch the vibe.
Lay back, push the payback as the dance track. Can you feel that? Hit me with that song, baby. Now I'm gone. Oh, I gotta jump for that beat. Lay back, push the payback as the dance track. Can you feel that? Hit me with that song, baby. Now I'm gone.
Choking when it's time to spit. At the line when I could throw what I was holding. Knowing when situation taking tracks and lacing stages. It would be for me advantageous. Finish my book and turn these pages.
Story of my life
waiting for the big bang. Next shot the fame. And fortune respect force 500. The network next. We in the building. So your children will know when real hip hop fill them in. So you gotta get them. Why the younger hunger for the track? I wonder if my guts will fill up on the pad. Rap attack, yeah, we laughing at MCs playing on the track. Give me that, I'ma show you how to do it, then pass it back. Female with the gift, yeah, tell me that. I ain't ever really spent like this.
My bad, my bad.
It's been a long time coming, 100 miles and running. Platinum status gunning, you silly suckers running. Ever heard of a real MC? I will make you believe. Everybody get on your feet. Feel the flow when I pick the beat.
Man, I just played that joint, man. It's Candy Cole, man. I don't know exactly who it's featuring, but, man, it's a new joint that somebody sent me today. And, man, it's called Push Play. Man, girl, Shay Shay, do you stomp it or do you stamp it, man?
I can't really stamp it, and here's why: because I couldn't really understand it. You see what I'm saying? That's why I couldn't understand it. 'Cause you said push play, I didn't know that's what they were saying. So
yeah,
I didn't get that till you just said it. I was like, oh, that's what they were saying.
I like the beat though. I can smoke a black to that shit.
I can smoke a
black to that. You know, it's a nice little smooth joint, man. You know.
Do you stomp it or stamp it though, son?
I give it a stamp, man, just 'cause it's smooth, man. You know, stamp.
I mean, I think it was all right. I don't know, maybe I got to listen to it again because the rapping was so fast.
Yeah, it was too quick for me.
With the fast rap, you see, you got to, some people like can do the fast rapping and it's so much clarity in it. But some people like, you know, being the fast rap thing is, that's like, you got to be on point with that fast rap shit, man.
Yeah. But where they were going, the concept of it, you know, because I knew they were saying they liked the beat. I can hear they saying, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, where you going with it? I see what you're trying to do, but just tweak it a little.
I'm saying, you know, but, you know.
It's cool. I mean, I'm not going to stamp it, though, because I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to do that,
like,
but it's
reality.
Almost there, though. So
like reality, baby.
Oh, man, I, you know what I'm saying, I give it a stamp, you know what I'm saying. I guess I got it. A couple of times I got to really break it into me so I can, you know. But, you know, my little seed want to say hi to y'all. Say what's up.
What's up? My name is Natalia.
What up, Natalia?
Hi, Natalia.
On town or less ready online.
She got that cue, right? She got that cue.
Wow.
Ready to say less ready online. Couldn't wait to say that.
Okay.
Hey, Lakai, we go out your show, babe.
She already rolled out to go play and stuff, man.
Oh, okay.
She just had to represent for her mom real quick, man.
Hmm.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is.
Oh, man. That's what it is, man.
Who was that track by, though?
It was by Candy Cole.
Cole?
Candy Cole called Press Play.
Like C-O-L-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
That's
cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to check that out and look it up and listen to it again too.
Yeah, so that's what it is, man. So, you know, we did a couple of stomp it. We had the VP of TJ's DJs, www.TJ'sDJs.com. Check them out. Biggest record pool doing a 1-2, man. And you know, check out www.UndergroundGirlsOfHipHop.com. You know what I'm saying? Support your girl, Shay Shay. Support Keitha, DJ. Support Cartier, got that hot joint Heartless. Support Concrete Beats. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, all the people. Yo, your man Busy B is going to have a hot inaugural, you know what I'm saying, jump off in January, man. Stay tuned to Lush Radio to find out more. And like I said, I'm doing another show tomorrow. I'm going to have Busy B's official DJ, your man DJ Ice straight out of Cali, doing his 1-2. You know what I'm saying? He got that hot mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Miracle dropping, you know what I'm saying? A couple of people dropped their albums. Common dropped his album. Your man Music Soul Child dropped his joint. I think Brandy dropped the joint. I think Avant's coming out with a new joint. A lot of people dropped albums today, man. Go cop them. You know what I'm saying? Music Soul Child actually going to be in Alexandria on Thursday the 11th, so go check that out. You already know, man. Support Cardi in this movie. Support Shay Shay. Support TJ's DJs. Shout out to Cool V Trunk Hustlers, the one-stop shop for all that. Y'all see Cardi, yeah, he going to be one of the features on there. www.TrunkHustlers. And check out my movement, www.LushRadioTheMovement.NING.com. And we're doing a hot show with the Street Queens this Thursday at 8 o'clock. Check that out, man. My movement is your movement. Lushy Lush, the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. I love all y'all. I love you, Shay Shay. I love you, Cardi. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. You already know.
No doubt. And we love you back, baby.
Cardi be trying to sound all smooth like he... Your seduction.
I am smooth. You know I'm smooth as a baby ass.
I'm chopping over here, dog.
I'm cut from the same cloth as Billy D, baby.
Oh, that hurt.
Code 45, that ass.
Y'all crazy.
This dude is a fool. I, man, I'm going to holler at y'all later, man. Check out this commercial from Trunk Hustlers, man, because you already know, man.
Yeah, that's
what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lesson. You know I'm always rocking with my twin, Cool B, the infamous one-man Trunk Hustlers, because I'm a hustler all day, every day. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. I don't blow the whistle. I stamp on people, you heard? You just officially got stamped. Log on, www.trunkhustlers.com. Yeah.